Birth, Chapter 18. "Are we there yet?" asked Shelley. "We're going to fly down this ridge, and then we should have a view of the plateau," said Elvis. "If it's the old flight line I remember, we should be able to see it from there." "Nose camera is recording. We're not live, guys. So far, no word from Central," said Jimmy. "This is Shelley LaSalle coming to you live from where I have no idea," Shelley said softly over the intercom headset. "My ass is killing me. We're turning to 180. "Hey, correct me if I'm wrong, but are those warthogs?" asked Jimmy. "You are correct, Reverend," said Elvis. "Those two are flying in combat formation, tight and low." "Yeah, but they're not coming towards us, are they?" asked Shelley. "Not exactly. I'm picking up targeting signals on my storm scope, though." "They are targeting something south of here," said Elvis. "Oh, there it is. It looks like a drone." "No, wait a minute. That's not a drone. That's a G7. "Well, they're not going to shoot a G7 in the California desert," said Jimmy flatly. "Hang on. I'll turn toward it so you can get it on camera. This might be interesting." "Interesting? There might be people on that plane," said Shelley. "Oh, crap. They just dropped ordnance. Hellfires. Hang on," yelled Elvis. The G7 was traveling at more than 375 knots. The Jet Ranger was now on a collision course with it at 140 knots, making the collision approach extremely fast. The collision avoidance system made an electronic siren noise that caused an instant reaction in Elvis. He had practiced this thousands of times in the simulator and twice in combat. He pulled back and to the right, sending Jimmy to the floor near the nose trim wheel in the center console, and tossed Shelley's hair over her face. Shelley shrieked for a second and then choked it off as her head snapped forward. "Hey, what the hell are you doing?" yelled Jimmy as he pushed himself back upright to sit in the jump seat. "Evasive action. We were going to collide with the G7. "Geez, where is it?" "Turning to 320. There it is. The Hellfires are closing on it." "Can you get this on camera?" asked Shelley. "I'm all over it," Jimmy said as he swung the nose camera joystick all the way to the left and up. In a few seconds, the G7 pointed upward while the Hellfires corrected their courses to intercept. A pair of long, blue, pointed flames poured out the rear of the white jet as it reached vertical. "Sports fans, I believe those are," he paused for a second, "afterburners?" "Isn't a G7 like fancy, like a corporate jet?" asked Shelley. "Correctamundo," said Elvis. "Hellfires are falling behind. That baby is gone." The Hellfire missiles followed for a few seconds longer until the white smoke sputtered and quit. They wobbled and went four different directions and then began tumbling to the ground. Within a few hundred feet of the ground, they exploded in four balls of flame without making a sound. "Did you get that?" asked Shelley, like she was coming out of a trance. "Oh, yeah," said Jimmy with the same spacious tone. "Let's go home before those A-10s decide we are lunch," said Elvis. He stepped on the left pedal and headed back for Pasadena over the San Bernardino Mountains. "I've been to a two-pie supper and a service station opening, and I have never seen anything like that before," said Elvis over the intercom. No one said another word as they climbed out over Big Bear Lake, heading for home.